Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another week of news here on Summit in 6. In today's episode, we're going to cover a number of committee appointments that took place during this week's council meeting, provide a few election-related updates, and share more exciting information about the Rail Trail Corridor Plan and the third annual Trails, Trash, and Tunes event coming up in May. All right, Bailey, let's get into the news.
During this week's council meeting, there were a number of appointments to various committees. A big congratulations to Stacy Keehan, who will serve on the Recreation, Arts, and Parks Advisory Committee until 2025. Cheers to Don Sargent and Alex Peterson for their reappointment to the Eastern Summit County Planning Commission. Their terms expire in 2027. And a big congratulations to Tianne Mooney. She was reappointed last night for the Snyderville Basin Planning Commission, and Matt Nagy was appointed for his first term of the Snyderville Basin Planning Commission. Congratulations to everyone. Summit County appreciates your dedication and service.
Deputy County Manager Jana Young appeared before council this week to recap the 2024 Utah State Legislature's general session and highlight bills signed by the governor that impact Summit County residents or require some type of action from the county. We won't go into depth this week because next week we'll have Jana on for a special episode of Summit in 6 covering the 2024 general session in depth, so stay tuned for that. In the meantime, you can browse her presentation at the link in our show notes.
During the Summit County Democratic Nominating Convention on Tuesday night, current council members Roger Armstrong and Tanya Hansen won the nominations for council seats A and B. That leaves candidates Megan McKenna and Thomas Cook vying for seat C. Voters will be able to choose between these two seat C candidates during the June 25th primary election.
Keep in mind that a new law is taking effect in May that allows unaffiliated candidates to get on the November ballot by gathering signatures, so there may be write-in candidates. As of right now, the following individuals do not have Republican challengers. Frank Smith is the Democratic nominee for sheriff, Greg Wolbach for recorder, Stephanie Paul for assessor, and Corey Forsling for treasurer. The Summit County Republican Nominating Convention is happening on Tuesday, April 2nd, and will also be held at Ecker Middle School.
Summit County has been selected as a recipient of the 2024 Vernon Dinez Award, presented by the American Planning Association, for the county's Union Pacific Rail Trail Corridor Plan. The Vernon Dinez Award is presented annually to recognize outstanding individuals and projects for their contribution to planning excellence in small towns and rural communities like ours. The Rail Trail Corridor Plan envisions a unified land use strategy along its corridor to encourage coordinated, sustainable planning adjacent to the trail. The plan is designed to cultivate a strong sense of community and offer opportunities for revitalization and resource protection along the 24-mile corridor. It considers improvements to trail conditions and connections while simultaneously supporting the diverse needs of community members, trail users, and local businesses. The Rail Trail Corridor Plan was approved by the Summit County Council on May 24, 2023, and can be found by visiting summitcounty.org/railtrail.
Speaking of the rail trail, the Summit County Stormwater Coalition and the Summit County Planning Department are presenting the third annual Trails, Trash, and Tunes event on Saturday, May 11th from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Wanship Trailhead, located at 1975 Hoytsville Road. The purpose of the event is to welcome in springtime and celebrate the earth with some rail trail cleanup, education about stormwater, noxious weeds identification, and more.
There will be live music from SLC favorite Pixie and the Party Grass Boys, presented by Mountain Town Music. There will be food for purchase, a beer garden with light bites and brews for sale by local brewery Offset Beer for that 21 and up crowd, and a kids' corner for the younger ones, thanks to Summit County Library. They're going to bring activities such as coloring, books, and games.
Registration is free and not required to attend, but we would like to know who's coming. You can give us a heads up and register online at summitcounty.info/trails-tunes24.
All right, that's all the news we have for this week. Tune in next week for more on Summit in 6.